An outreach in Russia says ministry is needed more than ever in the Northern Caucasus. A short-term mission team heads home as political unrest increases in Honduras. And missiologist Ralph Winter's mission legacy is remembered this weekend. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Growing unrest in Russia's Northern Caucasus isn't halting ministry, but is a concern. The president of Ingushetia was critically injured in a suicide bombing assassination attempt in an area just north of the Republic of Georgia. Russian ministry Sergei Rakubas says they're moving forward because nationals are doing the work.
They understand all these cross-cultural differences between Christianity and Islam, between Ingush Chechens and Northern Ossetians or Russians, and they do such a great job.
Rakuba says since they know the culture, all they need is discipleship, mentoring, and resources. Among the many ministries they're using to share Christ, summer camps. Will the recent unrest affect those?
The plans are still underway. Young people are ready to go. I don't think that this will stop them. The only thing we're praying that their lives will not be threatened. You know, there's a huge risk, but they will go if we have enough resources.
Your $100 gift can help. We'll connect you at our website. Next, thousands are protesting the Honduran president's plan to change the Constitution. Demonstrations could complicate the final day of work for a short-term mission team in Honduras. Our sister ministry, Way FM, is with 30 listeners wrapping up an outreach effort with Orphan Outreach. Spokeswoman Amy Norton says they're concerned the growing instability may affect their departure. On another front, the injured team member is back in the U.S. Keep praying. You're listening to Mission Network News. While loved ones remember missiologist Ralph Winter at his memorial service this weekend, many reflect on his legacy. Winter, who died May 20th, had a great vision of getting the gospel to all the unreached people of the world.
Ralph came out with statements like, huge percentage of all missionaries were working where the church already existed.
George Verwer with Operation Mobilization says this vision didn't stop with him.
Well, he has a whole younger generation of people that he's mentored. That younger generation is already mentoring another generation under them. So the mentoring, the passing down of this vision has already taken place.
His vision has touched countless communities worldwide.
Their mission policy, their mission thinking in their denomination, their church, is probably influenced somewhere, somehow, by Ralph Winter.
Verwer says this is even true about OM.
He was known as a person with one arrow, the unreached peoples of the world. But what an influence he was upon us to sharpen our strategy.
Pray for OM as they continue his vision in the current world situation. Next, a trip to Pennsylvania can make a difference for the kingdom of God. That's what Joyce Henry and her church from Michigan did when they volunteered at Global Aid Network's warehouse.
They have a pretty good size warehouse there in the middle of the cornfields, and they collect shoes. We saw just bins and bins of shoes that have been donated. Clothing, used clothing that we sorted through to make sure it was in good repair.
The group also helped pack food, make blankets for orphans, and put together evangelistic bracelets and aprons. Joyce says anyone can help.
There's just all kinds of opportunities out there, just incredible ways to serve the Lord. We're retired, long retired, and still feel that we're useful to the Lord.
Visit our website to find out how your church can help needy people right from where you live. And for Haiti with Love says their burn clinic continues to make inroads for the gospel in Haiti. The number of patients continues to climb despite increasingly limited resources. The ministry cites a recent example of their impact with a group of five who came to the clinic together. This group included a voodoo priest and four others who were burned in a ceremony gone bad. The priest is asking about Christianity and is open to the gospel. Our website has details on how you can help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a resource to help you understand how God is at work in Ghana? One Hope is making available a free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.